Welcome to this week's episode of FTR's Weekly Trucking Update podcast, hosted by Avery Weiss. Join Avery each week as he dissects everything from market trends to economic indicators to explore how these factors are shaping the trucking landscape. Download the graphics package at ftrintel.com/podcasts. And feel free to use those slides as you defend your transportation thought leadership within your own company. So, buckle up as we embark on a journey through the dynamic and ever-changing world of trucking. And now, here's your host, Avery Weiss.
Welcome to FTR's Weekly Trucking Market Update. I'm Avery Weiss, Vice President of Trucking. This is episode 239 for the week of November 13th, 2023. Before we start, a reminder, you can download a PDF with graphics related to this discussion at www.ftrintel.com/podcast. We start this week sort of where we started last week by looking at an indicator of employment in trucking. After rising to the highest level on record in August, pre-employment queries of the Drug and Alcohol Clearinghouse fell in September to a level that is just slightly above the July figure. Carriers, of course, must query the clearinghouse when hiring a driver that is required to hold a commercial driver's license. The large increase in August likely was a function of Yellow Corporation's shutdown at the end of July, which of course sent around 20,000 drivers into the ranks of job seekers. Pre-employment queries are still relatively high considering the weak freight environment, and that strength has been reflected in near-record levels of payroll employment in the truckload sector, as we discussed last week. Higher pre-employment queries do not necessarily mean carriers are adding drivers, and in fact, it probably doesn't mean that at all, because turnover is a major driver of queries. However, high query levels do suggest that carriers are continuing to fill vacancies, and that is a significant data point. As of October 1st, more than 212,000 CDL drivers had been flagged with at least one violation since the clearinghouse launched back in January of 2020. Of those, more than 149,000, or just over 70%, were still barred from driving. Okay, let's talk about diesel prices, which were down significantly for the third straight week. The national average price of diesel fell 7.2 cents to $4.294 a gallon during the week ended November 13th. Diesel prices are down about 25 cents in the past 3 weeks, following a one-week spike of 10 cents. If we look at a slightly longer period, prices have fallen in 6 of the last 8 weeks for a total of about 34 cents a gallon. One notable milestone is that diesel in the latest week was more than a dollar lower than it was a year earlier. We haven't seen prices down more than a dollar year over year since the end of July. Prices fell in all regions, ranging from 2.6 cents a gallon in the Midwest to 13.3 cents a gallon in the Rocky Mountain region. Another notable benchmark, in the latest week, the average price in the Gulf Coast region fell to under $4 a gallon. Crude prices, meanwhile, have recently fallen to below $80 a barrel, where they have been for the past 5 trading sessions. Okay, let's talk about the spot market for truck freight during the week ended November 10th, which is week 45. The total broker posted rate declined just over 2 cents after rising over a penny during the prior week. Rates were 10% below the same 2022 week, which is the same as the prior week's comparison, and more than 4% below the 5-year average, which is close to the 44 comparison. Despite some differences in equipment types, rates overall are maintaining the very gradual easing that is typical between Labor Day and Thanksgiving. Let's look at rates by segment. Dry van spot rates were flat week over week after easing less than a penny during the previous week. Rates were nearly 7% below the same week last year and about 10% below the 5-year average. Dry van rates often do not begin to show seasonal strength until the week before Thanksgiving, so the segment's lack of rate growth in the data we've seen so far does not necessarily indicate any weakening of the market. Refrigerated spot rates increased just under 3 cents after soaring more than 11 cents in the prior week. Rates were nearly 7% below the same week last year and almost 5% below the five-year average. Both comparisons, by the way, were essentially the same as they were in the prior week, which suggests that refrigerated rates are tracking closely with seasonal expectations. Flatbed spot rates fell more than 3 cents for the largest drop since October. The decrease was slightly more in keeping with seasonal expectations than the recent stability that has marked flatbed rates. Rates were more than 12% below the same week last year and about 2% below the five-year average. As with refrigerated, those comparisons barely changed versus week 44. Okay, let's look at volume. Total load activity fell 7.8% after rising a bit more than 8% during the prior week. Volume was nearly 19% below the same 2022 week and about 27% below the five-year average for the week. Volume was up in the Mountain Central region, but down elsewhere. Truck postings were basically unchanged week over week, and the market demand index, which is the ratio of loads to trucks, declined but remained higher than it was 2 weeks earlier. Let's look at volume by equipment type. Dry van loads fell 8.6% after rising 9% in the prior week. Loads were up in the Mountain Central region, but down elsewhere. Volume was nearly 22% below the same week last year and almost 29% below the five-year average. Refrigerated loads eased just 0.4% after surging nearly 25% during the prior week. They were up in the Mountain Central region and slightly on the West Coast, but down elsewhere. Load volume was about 20% below the same week last year and 26% below the five-year average. And finally, flatbed loads fell 11.3% after rising nearly 3% during the prior week. They were down in all regions. Volume was about 14% below the same 2022 week and 33% below the five-year average. Let's wrap up the weekly data with quick looks at unemployment benefits and mortgage rates. Continued claims for unemployment benefits in the latest week rose by 22,000, seasonally adjusted, to 1.83 million, and that is the highest level since mid-April. Ongoing claims generally have been declining since mid-April, but they have risen for the past 7 weeks. Initial claims for benefits declined by 3,000 to 217,000. As we think about continued claims, we may be seeing some skewing due to the recent auto strikes and, of course, the actor strike, which is now ended. So it's possible that we'll see some moderation of those as we look into the future data. That data, by the way, lags a couple of weeks, so we're really still only seeing data from late October. More interesting in the weekly data is what happened with mortgage rates, which fell by the most in a single week since last November, and that was due largely to a decline in Treasury yields, according to Freddie Mac. The average rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage fell by just over a quarter point to 7.5%. Okay, we have only a few monthly indicators this week, and we'll start with inventories and sales in the wholesale sector. Wholesale inventories barely moved in September, but sales were broadly stronger. Total wholesale inventories increased just 0.2% from August, and the gains were similar in durable and non-durable goods. Sales rose more than 2%, mostly due to non-durable goods, which were up 3.4%. Now, a major contributor to higher sales was petroleum products, which rose 9.2% due to higher prices. Sales of farm products rose even more strongly at a gain of 10%. Durable goods sales increased 0.7%, led by electrical products at 4.2% and automotive products at 2.9%. The inventories to sales ratio fell notably in September as it had in August, dropping by 0.3 of a point in each case. That may not sound like a lot, but it actually is pretty significant. As recently as June, the wholesale ratio was the highest since the Great Recession at 1.41. The inventories to sales ratio in wholesale is now 1.33, and that is actually the lowest since June of last year, and it's lower than the average during 2019. Excluding automotive, retail inventories relative to sales already had returned to the pre-pandemic norm, and the wholesale inventory environment has largely done the same. We'll revisit, by the way, in the next podcast, the inventories to sales ratios in September. Those could be slightly different based on updated data from the Census Bureau. Okay, let's talk about international trade. For only the third time this year, seasonally adjusted real, in other words, inflation adjusted, exports of and imports of goods were both higher. So we've seen months where exports were up and imports were down, or vice versa, but only three times this year, the third time being in September, have we seen both higher than the previous month in real terms. Real imports slightly outpaced real exports at a 2.5% gain versus a 2% gain. Increase in imports was the strongest since April, while the gain in exports was the highest since March. And both were slightly negative year over year. The U.S. grain harvest apparently figured heavily into September's export strength. Real exports of foods, feeds, and beverages jumped 12.3% month over month. Also seeing notable gains were consumer goods, up 2.9%, and automotive vehicles and parts up 2.2%. Real exports in total were down just under 1% year over year, although automotive was up more than 14%. Automotive led real goods imports at 4.9% growth month over month. Imports were up in automotive more than 15% year over year. Consumer goods imports rose 3.3% month over month, but they were still down 5.4% year over year. Total real imports were down 0.8% year over year. Finally, this week, let's talk about vehicle sales. Sales of automobiles and light trucks eased on a seasonally adjusted basis in October. They slid 1.2% to 5.5 million on a seasonally adjusted annualized basis. Sales were up 5.6% year over year. That's the weakest comparison since January. However, the sales rate was still sharply higher than the 13.8 million that the sector saw last year. Next week, we'll discuss automotive production during October. Now, of course, I haven't seen the data yet, but I'm going to go out on a limb and predict that automotive output fell in October. And why am I confident of that? Well, it's actually the first full month, and apparently the only full month, of the United Auto Workers strikes against the three U.S. automakers. Okay, let's recap some key takeaways for the week. CDL driver hiring was not as strong in September as it was in August. Diesel prices continued to fall in the latest week. Spot rates are still tracking mostly with seasonal expectations. Continued claims for unemployment benefits rose in the latest week. Mortgage rates fell sharply to 7.5%. Wholesale inventories to sales ratio dropped sharply for the second straight month. Inflation-adjusted exports and imports of goods rose in September, and vehicle sales eased in October, but were still up year over year. This week's podcast was a bit light, but we're going to be making up for it next week. We'll talk about industrial production and manufacturing output, retail and food service sales, inventories, residential construction, the consumer price index, and the producer price index. Plus, we'll recap the week in diesel prices and the spot market in truck freight as usual. After next week's podcast, things might get a little dicey given that this coming Friday is the deadline for Congress and the White House to continue funding the federal government. If we were to see a prolonged shutdown of the government, that could delay release of some of the key economic indicators that we track. It has actually happened before. It happened a few years ago, and it was several weeks. So we'll be coming up with something if that happens in the upcoming episodes. That's it for FTR's Trucking Market Update. episode 239 for the week of November 13th, 2023. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we hope you will join us next week.
Thank you for joining us for this week's Trucking Update podcast with Avery Weiss. Be sure to check out FTR's additional complimentary market coverage at ftrintel.com/state-of-freight-today.